y'all, it's a Monday. We here yet again. I'm hungover as fuck. And let me just tell y'all, I'm sorry we do have white people in the room, but just some white people shit that she just pulled. Weezy's like, oh my God, I'll bring you a beer because, you know, it'll help you get over your hangover. This bitch brought seltzer water.
It's alcoholic seltzer water. It's in a can. We have to go on vacation in 6 days, so... It's going to be fine. You know when you're fucked up and your mom gives you ginger ale?
What does that mean? We're going on vacation.
It has bubbles.
That's not... Beer doesn't have bubbles, bitch.
It has acidity or something.
No, it don't. See, this is what I'm fucking
it's
over.
It's carbonated.
It's in a can, dog.
Yeah, this how y'all know she don't do liquor. She do the other
it
shit.
It was next to... It was next to the beer. And it was next to the beer.
I'm mad. I'm drinking ginger ale, thanks.
Anyway, if you've never heard our show, this one might be a nasty one, so great way to start.
I wasn't even supposed to be here. She told me what we were about to talk about. I said, oh, nah, bro, you could do that shit by your goddamn self. This will be a solo episode. Don't count me the fuck in. Anyways, I guess let's introduce ourselves. For those of you who have not listened to the show before, I am Mandy, and that's it. I ain't going to give y'all my AKs and none of that today.
I'm Weezy, and in the studio today, we have a friend of mine who is now rich, so, bitch, I can't wait for us to hang. But
bitch, you is, too.
Not like that. I didn't have seven movie deals hitting me up after my book was out for a week.
Damn.
Vanity Fair didn't cover me, or the New York Times. But, you know, here you are.
Say that shit.
By the way, I would like to say, I've known Kristen just for a few years now and never known her to have a girlfriend. And doesn't it suck that, like, now you have all this money and now you got a girlfriend?
Are you going to say this when she's
in front of the girlfriend?
Well, I don't know.
I know you're petty. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Ain't never going
to
be shit.
To be fair, I got a lot of pussy when I was poor. So
say that shit. That's what J. Cole said. She was pulling bitches before.
I mean, well, shit. Oh, can you introduce yourself, Kristen? Tell us about your book briefly.
I'm Kristen Arnett. And now I can say I'm a New York Times best-selling author.
Say that
Next.
Shit.
Yes.
So, like, curious to know, everybody talks about you and 7-Eleven. What's the 7-Eleven thing with Twitter and you? Like, why did 7-Eleven love you?
Oh, I'm just in my fucking 7-Eleven all the time. So.
But, like, how are you famous for it?
Oh, I did this tweet one time where I went in and there was a lizard in the 7-Eleven. Like, that happens in Florida. And the cashier made a joke like, oh, it's just Marvin. He likes the coffee. And people, like, lost their fucking shit online. They, like, loved it. They were, like, drawing fan art about this fucking lizard.
Didn't you do, like, a book thing in 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I did my book launch. My first book launch in my 7-Eleven.
That is white people shit.
That is. This is very WPS.
Fuck. But, I mean, I was talking about her to somebody. Actually, a black girl I know. She was like, the 7-Eleven bitch?
Not only that, I do want to say, too, like, I guess this is the balance that everyone talks about. Because I feel like every white guest has been thanks to you, kind of.
I mean, we
you
do.
You help the white people come on our show.
I so only I bring dope white people
I'm just
on.
Saying. You know you be bringing the whites.
I wouldn't bring the whites that aren't down, though. No,
she seems cool. I'm excited. This is going to be dope. So, and nasty, because you're fucking disgusting.
So, we're not going to get into how nasty until it happens, but I wanted to bring Kristen on here because she's here for Pride Month, and it's Pride Weekend here in New York.
Yes,
we were sitting at dinner, and I was telling her how scissors came on my stomach, and people were like, how is that sex? So it made me realize a lot of people don't know how lesbian sex works, especially non-penetrative sex. We all know how, like, gay men fuck, right? But, like, sometimes people are confused by women. So I want to dig into that. I want to talk about how to eat pussy. I almost brought a mango so you could show us, but
oh
fuck
my
it.
God.
But your girlfriend's here, so. Look. So let's start it off. What's the gayest thing you've done this month?
Oh, shit. So this is where I was like, damn, you asked a good question. So I was just with my homegirls, and I've been getting drunk a lot lately, so much so that I don't really remember the next day what happened. So apparently I ate my friend out. I ate her pussy and I didn't even remember eating her pussy out. So yeah, basically I ate pussy and forgot, which makes me feel like her pussy probably tasted really good because I didn't even have an aftertaste of anything or anything. And I was like,
why would you?
I don't know. Like, when I suck dick, bitch, I know I suck dick because I'm like, tastes like dick. So. But no, it was cool. We had a good time. And yeah, so what about you? I know you've been gay as fuck all year, so.
Yeah. So I came to Orlando to
you
see
came?
Scissors.
You came when you came?
Well, you know, for a Treyway vacay. And Scissors and I were chilling, right, the night before he got there or whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, let me... I'm like, is this drink happy?
No, stuff? Bitch, it's seltzer water.
Okay, so anyway.
God damn it, this got to be 2%. What is the alcohol?
You know I'm lightweight.
It's a five. It's like a regular beer.
Thank you.
Just one, though.
So we were, like, really fucked up and super horny. We went out, right? And that night, the coming on my stomach thing, like, so I was scissoring and I got off. And then she gets on top of me and fucks my entire body. Like, her pussy was, like, everywhere, like on my titties, all the way back down, and she like came hard as fuck on my stomach. And then when she got off of me, it was like super wet and nasty. I loved it, but I was telling the story to Kristen about how like the next day when I mentioned it, this dude was like, "I don't understand why you guys are fucking the stomach."
I'm not gonna lie, like she fucked your elbow and shit. You said your whole body.
She just like up and like, all over me. It was on my mouth. It was on my chin. It was just. And then literally after she came, she didn't even, like, cuddle. Like, she got off of me, dog. It was like we didn't even know each other.
Damn.
And that shit kind of turned me on even more.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to be like, yo, what's your name again? Okay, what's the gayest shit you've done?
How you going to ask? And her whole ass girlfriend is right in the room.
Oh, well, she knows maybe... how I am.
Oh, look.
But... Oh.
Ooh, how are
Wait,
you?
Wait, are you guys in an open relationship?
We are not.
Oh.
Look. Just in case you got it motherfucking confused.
It doesn't have to be sex, like...
No.
I mean, you look gay. You fucking dress gay. You got a tongue ring, bitch. What's the gayest non-sexual thing you did this month?
Oh, the okay. gayest non-sexual thing I did? I cut the sleeves off of some t-shirts.
That's gay as fuck.
I got a t-shirt and I was like, you know what? This just, I just need to... Like, I cut the sleeves right off and I'm like, you are such a fucking dyke.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like, you're really dykish, but when you wear lipstick, I'm like, okay.
I can't with you.
Are you a stem? Like a study femme?
Is that a word?
I don't know.
Stem? You're just like,
she be making shit up.
No.
Is stem a word? A study
like,
femme?
Do you identify as anything? No, do you think you're butch?
I don't know. I don't think I would. I definitely don't think I'm like femme, but I also don't think I'm like super butch. I don't know.
It is.
You eat puss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, when it comes to eating puss, I really want us to dig into...
Pun intended.
Thanks.
So, I want us to dig into, like, the different types of pussy eating, but one in particular is our kink of the week. Have you ever heard our show?
Jesus.
Yes.
We're just going to really...
It's already...
We're going to go right into this kink.
We are. So, it's called a rainbow kiss. Do you know what that is? Of course you do, you fucking
nasty
lesbian whore.
Shit.
Rainbow kiss is a kiss between a female on her menstruation period, that's worded awful, and the other person, usually male, which is probably bullshit, after he performs oral sex and he gets blood in his mouth. And then, yeah.
This is why I said I didn't want to be here. Because she be doing some nasty ass shit. But and eating bitches on their period is one, and I'm just like, ew.
But we need to talk about it. Because a lot of people do it. You think it's gross.
I'll be real with you. It's not that I think it's gross. It actually is a gross act.
Okay, wait.
It's fucking disgusting.
So I don't eat like the pussy with blood. I just lick the clit. If it's stopped up.
Oh no, I definitely do that.
Wait, you eat it with the blood?
Yeah.
Okay, now you told me when we were eating that you prefer that. Why?
Wait.
Let's get it out, bro.
Well, like, when I'm on my... I like somebody to eat me out when I'm on my period, but, like, I'm more sensitive. It usually, like, I'll come a lot harder.
You come harder on your period.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, don't be rude. This is kink shaming.
No, inside joke, inside joke.
Nah. First off, wait one motherfucking minute. So, like, would you be with a woman if she said, hey, that's a little much for me, I'm not going to eat you out?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But you prefer it, and you going to probably try to get her to eat you out while you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, on day two, like... What day of the period is...
Whenever I feel
day
like
two,
it.
Bitch, that shit heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah, day two is the heaviest for
me. Like, day two is pretty heavy.
Yeah.
This is like...
That's usually when I'm like super horny, though.
Oh, so that's when you want it done?
Yeah.
Why are you so... Like, is it just because you're wetter down there? You're feeling it?
I usually, like, when I'm on my period, I just am like...
It's not wet. It's blood.
But it is...
So it doesn't count as being wet.
It's when still it's... liquid. It can be wet.
It's still liquid.
Moist.
Oh.
Now, I'm curious to know, your book is called Mostly Dead Things.
Uh-huh.
Is there a period scene
at that point?
I talk about periods like a lot in the book, just because I feel like a lot of like lit, like fiction doesn't have periods in it, and like half the population is having a fucking period. I'm like, why don't we mention this? We always read books all the time where it's like talking about some guy waking up with like morning wood. So it's like, why don't you like talk about a period in a book? Like, they happen all the time, and it affects like what you're doing, it affects like your day, it affects how you're feeling, it affects a lot of that shit. So
yeah.
I don't get why it's not in books.
What's
more
your
often.
Favorite type of period sex? Would you prefer it a scissor? Would you prefer fingers or
oral? Oh no, I want somebody to eat me out.
Damn, bitch! Okay.
So you be eating her out when she be bleeding? Like, you do, look, she's like, hey. No, seriously. Ma'am, you just one day was like, I'll try it.
We haven't been together when she's been on her period yet.
Oh. She locked down.
But you've done it before?
I have done it before, yeah. Mm.
Now, as far as like...
Ask away, because I know this is your topic.
You told me about a time that you ruined a hotel room.
What is this massacre that we're talking about?
But this I need to know.
This is murder.
It was here in town, actually.
Here in town?
Yeah, here in town.
All right.
Yeah, I left a really big tip, like a cleaning tip. That was like bad.
So
we had to get like new, asked for new sheets. I think I called because we were like at dinner and I was like, I had to call and ask them to send new sheets. And I was like, are they going to think like somebody got murdered here?
Damn.
It was that much?
It wasn't like that much, but it was like a significant
amount. Because
she be lying,
talking about, didn't lay down a towel. I know towels don't help with
a towel helps
a massacre,
like, penetrative sex for
me. Yeah. Well, also if you're
because
just.
Because it's just staying right there.
No, it be splashing, no?
When I fucking do it, mine doesn't splash.
That's just going all over the place if, like, with women having sex, I think. Just because you're, like, rolling around, your hands are everywhere.
My pussy juices be splashing. You're not going to tell me your blood don't be splashing, bro.
If I have a dick in me, no, it's less messy. But for lesbian sex, I can imagine that because you have hands, you're moving more.
Yeah.
I move more with women than I do with men. Plus, they come quick. Do you have any like tips for period sex, like how to get over it, like anything, like what's your menstruating takeaway?
Well, I like if it's something that you don't like to do, then just don't do it.
I sure won't.
Yeah. I think that's
actually.
I think that's my thing. Like, if you're curious about it, then cool, like figure out if a person wants to. But like, cause some people, like I've been with like a lot of women that like to do that.
It's so weird though, because not only have I wouldn't say offended, but I've completely not wanted to fuck with a guy ever again if I'm on my period and he'd be like, so? Like, to me, that's nasty. Like, we're not even there yet. Like, especially because I haven't been in a relationship. Well, casual sex, like, you should, like, I don't want someone that's okay with fucking me while I'm on my period.
Well, try to at least take your head like this and switch it a little bit. Like, you said you would be insulted, right? A man that understands that women go through their period and can... Like, to me, a man being understanding and comfortable with my situation, which I have every fucking month,
right?
I think is a nice thing to do.
See,
because if a guy was grossed out
like
by
that.
Me, that would make me
I don't
more
look
insulted.
At it like that. I'd be like, "Damn, nigga, you thirsty? You can't wait 3 days?"
Oh,
okay.
That's
see,
I look
I
at
don't
it
have
like
a 3 day period.
I have a 3 day period.
I have a 6 day period. What do you
okay, so they can't,
like
can't wait 6.
Period.
You have a week.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why we do it.
Well, fuck next week. It's still a week, bro.
Oh my God, no.
Like, nah, bro. That's a long time.
So to me, I look at it more as like, oh, this nigga thirsty.
I wonder if the time frame is what your problem is.
I'd be like, nigga, just wait.
Actually, for to speak on a week, it probably is 7 days of blood, but like 5 days of real shit.
Bitch, yeah. Nah, I got my first day, then my second day is the heaviest. Oh, don't even talk to me. By the third day, I'd be like, okay, did I start this at night or morning? Because by the third day at night, I might be able to fuck if I start.
Oh my
you're
God.
Fucking
no,
lucky.
I swear to God, my period is like,
nah, bro,
boom,
I need
boom,
to...
Boom, bang!
See, that's why you're talking like this. Yeah. That's why you're able to get spicy about it. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I'm spicy?
You're like, I'm insulting! Average period time.
Like, four,
you're
5 days.
Doing some you're doing some library shit over
you
here.
You know, it's 5 days, right?
Four
days, right? It's average. So y'all always being a week, y'all abnormal.
I see, four to six.
That's a... I mean, I like...
You are abnormal, bitch.
Bitch, you shut up. You shut the goddamn up.
You shut the goddamn up.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into our... Wait, are you done asking about blood? Because I've been done. I've been waiting to go to the next...
Yeah, I'm ready to get into some Tommy Mommy shit.
So we are actually going to talk about now for our vanilla shit, which if you guys, again, are first-time listeners, our vanilla shit segment is where we talk about sex in the news. Weezy found this interesting one, and it's actually on Vice.com, where med students are doing vaginal exams on unconscious, non-consenting patients. The practice is still legal in 42 states, despite decades-long of ethical concerns. Did you read into this and see like what's really going on?
No, so here's the gist of it. To practice doing exams, I guess, I forgot what state it's in, if you can find it. Basically, they're allowed to do vaginal exams on women that are in comas, that are completely unconscious, that are in a vegetative state. And I guess that state in particular finds nothing wrong with it because they're just learning and not being hurtful, and it's a medical thing.
Well, there's even this one. It says, in 2007, Ashley Weitz was admitted to the hospital in Utah for extreme nausea, and her doctor, I hate these words, anesthetized.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, I got it. Yeah. So put her under anesthesia. Bitch, I was ready.
You are the librarian, bitch.
That's right.
I'm just saying. So she put her under anesthesia when other treatments weren't working. And Weitz, who is a rape survivor, woke up to find that the doctor was examining her genitals.
That's fucking horrible.
That is horrible. Yeah.
So, I mean, especially when you're not aware of someone's trauma and you are putting them under, like, to just kind of.
Do you remember Kill Bill when she woke up to the guy fucking her? Did you ever watch Kill Bill?
Yeah, with the blonde.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a scene where there's a bunch of people in comas and this guy pays someone that works there to fuck one of the patients, and she could feel it. Like, even That's though she so couldn't sad. Move or talk. It's so sad.
We actually had a vanilla shit not too long ago where there was a nursing home or something like that. Or was it like autistic? There was a staff worker that was having sex with these people who were in vegetative states, and one actually got pregnant.
That's horrible.
The family was trying to figure out, like, how the fuck does this happen? Mm-hmm. Like, this person can't even consent or non-consent. But yeah, she ended up being pregnant under the care of a home. So it's just sad. I mean, I don't know, but when I'm trying to think the times that I go to the hospital.
But the fact that the students are doing it is wild to me.
Well, no, that's wild, but I've been under, of course, with, like, my surgery and everything like that. I don't remember ever signing away. Like, is there even a paper that you signed to say, hey, you can touch my genitals while I'm under? Like, I don't even think there's anything to sign for that.
There might be something that says that. I was just going to say, there might be something that says, Mark is in the healthcare field, but there might be something that says, like, oh, your body can be used for.
The touch.
That's crazy, bro.
I was going to say used for, like, training or something. I don't know. So when I got my breast done, it was 6 or 7 years ago, my doctor asked my consent that morning. He was like, hey, I have a apprentice under me that is learning. Are you comfortable with him being in the room or watching? And I said no, because just God forbid you in the middle of my titty. I'm like, oh, you see this right here? And something slips. And I said, absolutely not. And I was like, sorry, I don't mean to be that person.
You should be able to say
no. Bitch, I'd be that person at the nail salon. Oh, you're new? Nah, practice on somebody else.
No, not practice.
Like, the plastics,
he asked if someone could watch. But to me, I didn't want him to be pointing things out and talking and not doing his job.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
So I felt like your focus would be off of my titty.
Oh, so the student wasn't even going to touch you. Just being in the room, you didn't even want him in
there. And it wasn't even a student. It was an actual doctor who was, like, kind of just getting in there, and he asked.
But somebody taking the attention away just so it's not focused.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
If it was, like, my teeth or something, I don't know. I'd be like, all right. I've been waxed before, and I've been going on my spot a minute. She's like, yeah, okay, if I bring somebody.
Here you go with these goddamn accents, bitch. Go ahead.
And I was like, yeah, it's cool. You know, whatever. It's just pussy. It'll grow back.
It's just your tits.
No.
You're like,
those won't grow back. I'll have to go back to that.
She's like, no. Actually, I just caught that.
I did. You're in it first. Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about, for the horrible decision, obviously it's going to be eat pussy like a lesbian, but I do want to get into a little bit of your role during sex. So we've had conversations about you being a dominating person. actually, Mandy said to me, I don't get, what do you mean she's a dom? How are you a dom and a lesbian? How are you as a girl a dom?
Yeah. I mean, my problem is just knowing who the fuck gonna pay when we go out.
Oh, that's
like,
me. Yeah.
So, see,
we call it like,
and I'm a dom, but I'd be like,
we call it being like a top.
I gotta pay it.
Yeah, it'd be like a top.
Now, why top versus dom? What is the difference?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I feel like I am.
A top? You feel like you're what? Just a top?
Yeah.
Now, maybe.
But you like your pussy eight.
Yeah, but I want to tell somebody what to do.
Oh, she sound like me, bitch. She sound like me. Yeah.
Now, so walk us through, like, where you think, what makes you a top? Like, what characteristics, let's say, as far as whether it be hitting on women, paying for shit, walk us through.
Some of that, I guess, I would be, like, confidence, maybe. Like, that's some of it. Also, just a lot of women want to be, and, oh, this is my personal experience. I'm talking about my personal experience. I love that my girlfriend is in the room while I'm talking about this.
She'll survive.
I mean, that's how I slid into her DMs, and then she went
say
for
that
it.
Shit.
What did you say in her DMs?
Oh, I was drunk. It was Valentine's Day. I was like, I am drunk, and it's Valentine's Day, and I just want to, I was like, you are cute. Just wanted to tell you that. And that was, like, sweet. That's a sweet DM.
I told you the guy I'm talking to, I slid in his DMs. I put the little GIF with the girl shooting a shot, but it says, hey. So
that's kind of cute.
Yeah, so, cute. And he laughed. He thought it was so cute. And
see,
then
that is
here
cute.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, are you, like, do you tell girls, like, that you want to fuck them that night? Like, is that how pussy works for you? Like, how does...
I just feel like I don't even have to say. Like, I feel like if you have, like, I don't usually have to say what I want.
Say that shit.
Oh. So, as far as topping, how does that start for you? Because you like someone to go down on you, mm-hmm. but I've also heard you say, like, you've had a girl completely naked and you went down on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are you, like... Walk us through that, like, when you're topping, right? Uh-huh.
Well, it's just, I guess it's, like, queer sex works, like, for women in this kind of way where it's less, because I'm saying this as, like, I'm like, this is what I suppose about
right.
hetero sex, right? This idea of, like, right, the penetrative act being, like, the...
Main thing.
Yeah, but the main event. And there's not, like... a main event like that going on for the most part, unless you're using like toys or doing
or something. Yeah. That's right, a good yeah. point. There is no main event, I
yeah.
guess.
So,
it's just a whole bunch of like touching and licking.
Yeah, or I mean,
so it's
fucking like with your hands.
Oh, okay.
Fucking with your hands.
Yeah.
So let's walk through all the types of lesbian sex you can
sorry,
have.
I was
oh
looking
my God,
at
that's how a lot of different kinds of sex.
I was just yeah. looking at their nails. Y'all are lesbian.
Oh, I don't want to have nails either.
As soon as you said this, I'm just looking like, well...
I cut my nails yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start with top yeah. three. So fucking. When you say fucking, it's your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that.
So
yeah.
fucking is the penetrative act.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can also just like stick your tongue really up in somebody. Like tongue fuck somebody. Yeah.
Tongue fuck.
Yeah.
My tongue is so
short.
Are
you like... Bleh. Like,
I hope I'm not making that noise. So I
do it. I'm like, and she's the lesbian over here. I'm like, what? You're sounding pretty clueless right now.
I just want some dick. Yeah. That's really what it is right now. Okay, so fucking with your hand, but I want to talk about scissoring.
Well,
and then,
also, when you eat somebody out, you can fuck them with your hand at the same time, too.
Right.
So there's that.
But when you're, like, let's talk about that, like, because. When I'm scissoring, sometimes it goes everywhere. Sometimes it's like I'm on her thigh.
Yeah.
Like, what is that called?
Like, just
tripping?
Kinda, like, yeah, or like kind of grinding on somebody. Like, I mean, that's good too. I mean, that's just like, there's
grind
just a lot
on
of.
Me.
Any way you can kind of rub your shit
relax
is usually
your
pretty
mind,
good.
Take your, sorry.
Why did you
she
just
say grind
one?
On me and then it Pretty Ricky just
it sounded
popped
very
in my head
romantic
head.
Too.
You know, I
this
mean,
was I don't know what she's going through. Let's take the seltzer away. Mandy just ran her fingers through my brain. Okay. So, in particular, when it comes to your favorite type of sex,
mm-hmm.
what is it?
Oh, I like to fuck somebody else, I guess. Is
you
like
to fuck somebody else.
Yeah.
Same.
Now, when you're fucking someone else, how are you getting off? Do you ever get off later? Do you touch yourself?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll just tell them what I want them to do, usually.
Oh.
Dom
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Now, the top me mommy thing.
What is top me mommy?
Is that something that's something in her book?
No, it's not in my book.
Oh, that's what I heard.
No.
I didn't finish it, sorry.
No, I wrote it on Christopher's copy.
So, do you ask girls to call you mommy or daddy?
I do not. Girls have definitely called me daddy before, though.
But
I like that. That's hot.
Yeah.
This guy just told me he wanted me to be his daddy. Clearly, for
that shit's sexy as fuck.
I love it.
But top me, mommy. When did that come out?
That's a phrase that my girlfriend
coined.
Oh, okay. But like, when is she asking you to top her?
She wouldn't ask me to do that. I just would do it.
Oh,
yeah.
And then she yells, "Top me, mommy!" Like while you're topping
no.
her. don't know. I'm just trying to understand this.
What are the gay phrases that go on?
What are the gay phrases?
Like, for example, like, I'm always talking about how good dick feels, like, how I can't wait to taste the cum in my mouth. What are things that you say during your lesbian ass sex?
Well, I mean, if sex is good, then I'll, like, you can talk about, like, right? Like your pussy tastes good or, like,
say that shit.
Yeah.
Give us more tips, bitch.
I just told this nigga he was exceptional at the end in my future voice. I was like, that was exceptional.
Exceptional. Wow.
I did. And we be saying some dumb shit.
And we do right things.
That's what we use in need.
Oh, this my was exceptional God. Dick.
I did say it was exceptional.
And a big word for you, bitch.
Bitch, I know. That's how I know it's good. I was thinking of big words.
Just fuck the word right
you
out
know,
of you.
He really did. It's weird though because like y'all are talking like about mad gay shit, but like the problem is like my friends. So this is the problem too. Like when I have sex with a woman, mm-hmm. I do just like pure sex with a woman and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like one girl got all the way. So here, and I want to talk about this shit. So this one girl got in my bed this one time, right? Booty ass, butt ass naked. Mm-hmm. She like girls. I like girls. So we in bed.
Yeah.
And then she starts getting into like, and I guess maybe guys have to deal with this. She wouldn't let me fuck because she felt like all I wanted to do was just fuck her.
Oh.
Then she tried to make me take her to the movies the next day.
That's lesbian shit.
Oh no, this isn't right? And I was like, oh, now I see what niggas got to deal with. Holy shit. Like,
yeah.
So I guess.
Why was she in your bed naked?
Bitch, my point. Why? Why did you get undressed?
I would never
do that. It was supposed to be a sleepover. Like, hey girl, come over.
That sounds like a porn.
It does sound like a porn.
I don't know. I guess it's weird, too. So for me, I feel like I identify as queer, but when I deal with women, I genuinely only want to deal with women, but only for, like, that very short stint. I don't know if I can see myself with a woman. And mm-hmm. then men, often, because they know I like women, automatically go to thinking it's a threesome vibe.
Right.
So I do want to ask, are you guys, have you ever been with men? And if so, is there ever an urge to bring a man into the bedroom with lesbian sex ever?
I have been just the one time
okay.
with a man. But I
didn't you get pregnant?
Yeah.
Is this
a fucking after school special?
So you fucked a guy once?
Yeah.
And got pregnant?
Yeah.
How old were you?
18.
Damn.
The best time to get pregnant.
See, that's why you stopped dealing with niggas.
Yeah. So, what made you deal with this? Like, you knew you were gay the whole time, right?
I was extremely wrecked that night. And I wasn't, like, I was 18 and I hadn't, like, done a lot of, like, I was, like, did a bunch of shit that night. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got pregnant on your first fucking try. You know what? That really shows you steer clear.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. That was like God being like, no, you're gay, bitch. I'm gonna keep doing this shit. That's to me, bro. Well, one of my friends, gay.
Yeah.
Fucked a dude once, literally got chlamydia.
Oh my
fucked
God.
Fucked a dude 10 years later, got pregnant.
Oh my
so
God.
So here's a question. I'm so glad you brought this up. It was asked in our DMs.
Yeah.
And I'm actually curious. So, again, dealing with men, I hate that we're even really attaching STDs to just men.
Yeah.
What are the possibilities of catching STDs in lesbian sex?
Yeah.
And how does that come about with, I'm of course, exchanging of fluids, but
right.
What are the STDs that are common with lesbians?
We're interrupting this gay-ass show today to tell you about Lola. Now, you guys have heard about Lola before, but I just wanted you to know that some of our listeners actually hit me up in regards to buying their first Lola product, and apparently women that have been using the Lola tampons are experiencing shorter periods with lighter cramps. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and now sex products too. Okay, so Sex by Lola got condoms, personal lube, and personal wipes. They are pH friendly because you know a bitch is pH patty over here. Okay? The feminine care products are one thing, but fellas, if you want to get your bitch's pussy smelling right on the regular without them funky ass magnums, get some fucking Sex by Lola. For 40% off your subscription, go to mylola.com and enter code WDP when you subscribe. Now, this is a subscription box, so you could time it to coming around your period or get some one-off shit like your condoms, like your lubes, all of that. Support the show by supporting an amazing brand, Lola, mylola.com, code WDP for 40% off. Today's episode is also brought to you by Blue Chew. Okay, I'm just gonna be 100 with you right now. It's literally free with the promo code HORRIBLE.
You pay for shipping. It's $5. Do you not want to try this shit for $5? It's a fucking performance chewable. Okay? Blue like the color. It brings you the first chewable FDA approved active ingredients. Same as Viagra and Cialis, but better because it's blue chew. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. They're chewable, so it works twice as fast, better than a pill, and you get extra function. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Well, now, Blue Chew got your motherfucking ass. All you have to do is go online, bluechew.com, BLUE chew.com, blue like the color, and get your first shipment free using the code HORRIBLE, okay? I'm telling you guys, I've used it before. I mean, I ain't used it on my dick, but you know, I got some dick. He used that shit, and it was hard as fuck. I thought I honestly was going to break a tooth when it was, like, in my mouth. Yeah, if that's not an advertisement, I don't know what is.
Hey, guys. This week's episode is brought to you by none other than True & Co. I am so honored and happy to be partnering with such an amazing company because I know y'all know, and I've talked about this before, with losing my weight, I have been trying to figure out what the hell my fucking bra size is, and I've been trying just a lot of different varieties. I kind of left Victoria's Secret a little bit, just because I'm still not finding the comfort in them. However, after receiving our True Body Bra by Chew & Co., I think I have finally found the bra for me. It is like wonderful fabric. And then also when you guys go online, you can choose from a scooper V-neck, convertible straps, bright colors, neutrals, skin tones, and more. I have a nude color and a black bra, and I've been able to wear my black bra under just about everything, but they also kind of serve as well as sports bras, which work well. There's no wire, so you don't have to worry about them poking your bra, and you don't have to worry about them falling apart in the washer and dryer. Try the original True Body Bra from True & Co. today with free and easy returns. Save 15% now when you go to trueandco.com/horrible and enter the code HORRIBLE. That's WHOREIBLE. And once again, that's at trueandco.com, trueandco.com/horrible. Please let us know when you purchase them and how they make you feel. I would love to hear some of you guys' testimonials after using them. Now, let's get on with the show.
Oh, wow. I'm asking you like you would know.
What'd you have, bitch?
I just keep like...
Have you known any friends to get STDs from women? Women
no.
On women?
I don't. I'm positive that has to happen.
Right,
though.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't really know.
And also, like, that's the thing, too, because, I mean, you're talking about, like, wanting to just fuck and then not...
Well, yeah, there's that. And so even just the idea of course, if we're fucking with men, there's... the plan B, there's all these contraceptives
like
to keep you from being
and
pregnant
like too,
and condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
So with women, what are the ways to have safe sex mm-hmm. as a woman so that you're not contracting STDs?
Have you ever had safe sex as a woman?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I know there's dental dams, but where do you even buy those shits?
Actually, yeah. I've seen some.
I feel
some,
like they only give it to us in school to say, hey, these things exist.
One time in college class, someone gave me
that's
one.
That's it. And I don't know where else to buy dental dams from. But does anyone, and you're licking plastic, right? Like saran wrap? Like,
it's kind of like that.
Yeah. There's a tongue guard. There's finger gloves.
Have you used any of these?
I've used finger condoms before.
I also have this fucking show. So
oh, you've used finger condoms before?
Yeah.
I've used finger condoms before. That's the only...
Are you serious?
Yes.
For what?
To play with the booty hole.
You've put finger condoms on?
Yes, especially with my acrylic. Like, it helps when...
You have them in your home?
No, but I've had them before.
Where'd you get them?
I think for free. Like, I only get... They pass them out, but
I'm
I've
sorry,
had...
you got finger condoms?
Yes, and I used it.
Like, what?
I was curious.
On the 6 train?
Thank you. No, I didn't get no goddamn condoms on the 6 train, ho. I was probably... I have so many condoms at the house, but I had one of the... Like, I got finger condoms. And I tried, and I was like, oh, but
have
like,
you used it?
Yeah. See, look, we got other people using finger condoms. Don't finger condoms shame me.
Marcus, I'm curious to know, why have you used it?
Because they were passing it out. I'm like, what is this? I wanted to try it.
And it helped because I was like, he was scared of my acrylic. Oh. And I was like, I got you.
Was it dusty when you took it out?
No, it's a... Bro, it's lubed. Like, they're condoms
like
for a finger.
Like, shit on it. I mean, that's why I meant dusty.
You said dusty.
What? First off, I don't deal with no dusty shit. No, let me stop. My nigga's not dusty.
You help it.
What? Okay. So, yeah, I'm mad because I just thought I had some really great questions, and apparently none of us know shit about lesbians while y'all be out here eating pussy. You got a whole ass girlfriend, you got a whole ass girlfriend, and we can't talk about goddamn STDs for lesbian sex?
No, I think it's good to talk about it.
But y'all just don't know. I had some good lesbian questions in here.
Did you hear me say that I eat pussy on my fucking period?
Oh, so that is a good thing. So, and it's on the train where they're now even including women in the narrative of PrEP. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's also, I would like to talk about that specifically because we also view HIV as a gay man disease, which I don't think is, you know, right?
It's a disease transmitted through blood.
But there's ways of contracting, especially if you're eating bloody pussies, I would assume that like you could really get HIV from like eating period blood.
Yeah, you'd be right in there.
Book two.
How to deal, self-help.
I mean, I just want to know, so with lesbians, is that something to where you guys even have the conversation of getting tested together and stuff? Because it seems like you don't really know of STDs really, and women don't often have safe sex.
Right.
So is it a conversation in a lesbian relationship to even talk about that? In hetero relationships, of course, you clean? Like, it's a common question. The same, of course, with gay men.
Yeah.
But is that not a conversation with lesbians?
It's not a conversation I've had too often. To be fair, I'm not a relationship person.
So when you're just fucking.
Yeah.
It's not like you're using anything. Like, has anyone ever asked you that? Like,
no.
Really?
See? Yeah. So lesbians are really unsafe as fuck.
A girl's never asked me that either.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These conversations, I think, still should be had, even with women on women.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
It's crazy that it's not.
Damn.
Especially because some women, especially like ones like I still dip and dabble with men as well.
To be totally honest, I've never asked a girl.
Right, which is crazy.
But every guy I fuck, I'm always like,
he tested it. Right. Mm. But women can also carry things, and if you're eating blood and shit, like, y'all should really be testing shit out.
I mean, I definitely go and do that, but I've never asked a woman.
Yeah, I think it's the same way that we want to hold a man accountable. I think it should be a thing with lesbian sex.
Do you smell check?
Smell check.
Smell check? How do we get here?
I'm just curious. I'm saying, like, that's normally what niggas do. They be like, she smells alright, she smells clean.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, not all STDs carry vaginal smells.
I know,
smells and
but
all
now
that
I
stuff.
Really want to get into the smell test.
Oh.
Have you smell tested?
Smell tested. Well, no, I mean, I like how pussy smells.
Me too. Yeah. Describe the smell of pussy.
Oh, we did this on a live show. What is the smell?
Well, no one can get a consistent answer.
Well, it's different. I think everybody's bodies are different. It's like different, like according to...
I feel bad. This guy at our live show said it smelled like salmon next to his bitch.
Oh, shit.
First off, he said it with the L.
He said it with the L, which is why I just said it like that. And why his girlfriend was right next to him. And we were like, oh, but honey, it shouldn't smell like...
Why did I try to give him a pass? Because he was talking about how he was Dominican. I was like, it's the language barrier. I felt so bad because Mandy wouldn't shut up about the L. I was like, he's, you know.
I will not date a guy who says salmon like Solomon. I also will not date a guy who orders his steak, hard, what is it? Nah, I said hard, bitch.
Well done.
We can't date anymore.
It is. It's like, just don't make it a fucking cliche. You know they're going to talk about us when they go to the back. And they be like, that table over there, oh, all well done. No. No.
Or chicken fried hard. That's another one. Sir? Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Chicken fried hard.
You ain't never heard the chicken fried hard? You know what I'm talking about. You know chicken fried hard, right?
I would like
when
to say
this. When they like double fry the chicken. It's like, I hate that shit.
I don't
shit.
Know what type of niggas you hang with.
First off, you just
let me get chicken fried hard. No.
They do.
Sorry.
Niggas be asking for their chicken fried hard.
So you like the smell of pussy. Have you ever had a pussy smell that you were just like, you had to dodge and bob and weave the puss?
If I didn't like how it smelled, then I'm just not gonna.
Have you ever had to tell someone?
Simple. No, I wouldn't tell someone.
Bro, this is a conversation to have.
Yeah.
What?
You just said you wouldn't tell someone if their pussy smelled.
No, I would not do that.
Why?
Well, because there's also a thing too where it's like sometimes maybe you were out like walking around all day and you're sweaty and it's a whole situation. But
if it's a whole situation, be like, sis, you had a whole situation today.
It smells like a situation. If I was in a relationship with somebody, but like I've been in like two. I'm not like in relationships
with
people.
How are you this fucking far into your 30s, bitch, and only had two girlfriends? Do you really just like
pussy, right? So with all the casual pussy, you still haven't. If there was a stench, you don't know how to have that conversation.
No, I don't think I would tell that to a woman because I also people take that like very seriously. Like it would fuck somebody up, I think.
It would.
Yeah.
But also she's gonna fuck up someone's fucking clothes and hands the next time she fucks them. Shouldn't we as women make it our fucking duty to tell you your pussy smells like duty?
That is not my job.
I mean, if you're putting your whole ass face down there, it should be kind of a job to let someone know, because I can't fit my head down there.
I've never had complaints.
Also, to be fair, I've never gone down on someone where it's been like, I can't do
pungent.
This. No, it's never been like something horrible.
Well, you've been lucky.
Y'all like my vocabulary.
Because I feel like so many times we've had men talk about the stench. But I also want to say this one thing.
What does that mean?
What
then?
Do men think pussy smells like? Yeah. Is a little musk to a man like, whoa? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe men have way higher expectations.
Also, I like if something like has a strong smell. Like, I like that shit.
I like pussy smell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like water smelling pussy. That shit's kind of weird for me.
There's really no
water smelling pussy, I mean no smell. Like
I like after I eat somebody out or like finger somebody to be like smell it on me afterwards. I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's, same.
Yeah.
But you want to? She got on me because I said that on Vice, and you had a problem.
You said it's in my hair. I don't.
I did.
You know what it was? I think no, it I wasn't did. That you said it. It's just that we were on TV.
Oh. I did say it on TV because I had sucked dick before we went there, and I still smelt him in my hair, and I was. It just smelled good. Bitch, fuck you.
That was a lot.
You're being real judgy.
Pussy eating tips. Megan Thee Stallion has said recently, you lick at my pussy too hard, that shit's aggravating. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about the do's and don'ts of pussy eating.
Yeah. I would say, like, the best tip about it, because everybody likes different shit. Like, some people like you to really go to town on them.
And some people don't even like
head. And some people don't. Some people don't like that shit. And some people also maybe barely like you to touch them. Or some people want you to touch their clit directly, and some people don't like that.
I don't like my clit touch directly.
Yeah, see? Some people don't like that. So it's really like every single time I feel like I've ever gone down on someone, it's like, let's figure out what
it
is.
Well, not only that, I think there should be a conversation there, because even so, for me, I guess I just really like penetration. So even when a guy, and some guys just enjoy giving head, so if you really want to eat my pussy, I'll let you. But even while you're down there, like, I need you to finger me.
Right.
And there's been so many women that say they don't like fingers in them at all. Mm-hmm. So it's like definitely a conversation to where if you do have someone down there, let him know if he's hurting you I'm bringing this back hetero, but let them know.
It's good to be vocal about,
you have
like,
to be vocal.
I don't like this, or do this instead, maybe, or something.
Oh,
like
I think
that.
Being vocal during
pussy eating is a big deal, and a lot of people will complain about it. And I'm like, why not? Just make it like a sexy thing of. Have someone like walk you through what they like.
If you tell somebody what you like, then they can do that again for you the
Say
next
that
time.
Shit.
Yeah. I know. Now, do you ask when you're putting your fingers inside of women?
I don't. But if somebody told me that they didn't like it or not to do that, then I just wouldn't do that.
What do you think is a common mistake with pussy eating, or something that like generally you're like, what the fuck?
People are too rough. I was like with this woman this one time, and she. The next day, I was like, I feel like I rode a horse for like 12 hours. I was like,
shit.
This is horrible.
From her mouth?
No, from like, because, you know, like a lot of times people are eating you out and like fingering you at the same time. But I was just like, what has gone on in your life that you are like punching me in the crotch?
She likes fisting people too.
Well, I don't like it.
A lot of people love fisting.
Have you fisted?
I have done that for people. I don't want that for me.
I don't want to fist either. Yeah. So this is how it happened. I want to say this one more time so we can get over this.
I did just bring this up. I did just bring this up in the Shan episode. I just want real quick.
I said.
She'd be lying.
She asked me for 3 and then 4. And then she said, put all of it. And so then I took the other finger. And I didn't say I punched the pussy.
That's still a fist,
I just
bro.
Put all of the fingers in there and went like this.
Yeah. Sounds like a fist to me.
Is that a fist?
Yes, it's all. It's a hand. Okay, you're handing then.
I feel like a fist includes the knuckles.
Look, was it loose? I think it was this our pussy thing, juices.
To my knowledge, is you insert like this and then you make a fist.
I didn't make a fist.
60% of your hand. You get it in.
60% of your hand.
Equation. 60% of your hand. What designates it? So it didn't. Look, bro. I ain't
playing with
you.
I just feel like.
No,
this much.
Right. When you fisted, has it freaked you out?
No. No. I mean, I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do.
Have you used spit or lube for a fist?
Oh, I would use, like, lube. Yeah.
Okay, so then it really wasn't a fist because we didn't have to get the lube out. Now, how deep was your hand? Can you show me?
Oh, my God.
Show me that shit.
I mean, like, I guess more than 60%. If we're doing the math correctly, more than 60%.
I feel like so out the loop with all this conversation. This whole episode, I felt kind of out the loop.
Well, how do you fuck women?
Bitch, I be eating they pussy. The fuck else?
How could you feel out the loop when you fuck girls?
Because first off, the last time I didn't even remember I did it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So there's one. And I don't do it as often. You know, I just be fucking my friends and it'd be like drunk nights. Oh, bitch, we fucked. Yeah. I don't like go out and I don't meet women. I don't really approach women. Mm. Like, so all the girls I be fucking be my friends. I don't like go out and meet girls and be like, ooh, let's hang out. And
now,
so I don't know.
It just made me think. I had a conversation with a girl in my DM. Oh, no, I didn't have a conversation, but she wrote me and she said, Weezy, please help me. I'm about to have lesbian sex for the first time. Like, what do I do?
Little baby. Little baby gay.
Do you like fucking the baby gays?
Well, sure.
The baby gays?
Really? This is some gay shit. Like, what do you think is good for a girl fucking the first time, and advice for a woman that wants to have sex with a girl for the first time but doesn't really know what to do?
Things are going to probably be awkward, and it's okay to, like, for things to be like awkward and just kind of go with it.
I say you should dry hump. Like when you was kids and you play house, that's how you start, with the dry grinding with the clothes on first, and then you slowly take the clothes off. And kiss. A whole lot of kissing. Because niggas don't be kissing, so this is your
this
time
is
to
also
be sensual.
Porn. Yes.
This is a you know, so Mandy, just some background. Mandy loves storylines.
I do. I mean,
I feel like this is why all of the fucking shit, she's like, you do the clothes off, then you kiss.
I'm finna write a book, bruh. I'm gonna do porn scenes.
Yes.
And like all the different types. I told you I'd be liking when they just be playing video games and then it turns into something
this
more.
This is the second time this
she's gonna write erotica.
I know. Holla. Would y'all listen to that shit? Let me know. Drop a comment.
What's the nastiest scene in your book?
The nastiest scene in my book?
Because wait, is this like a erotic, like a Zane book? Or
no.
Is it like a how-to book? Like,
no. It's, yeah, it's a novel and it's about, it's a the book itself, I wanted to be a very queer book, but I didn't want it to be a kind of coming out book. I just wanted it to be about a woman who happens to be gay. And so, like, you know, sex happens in the book because, you know, people fuck.
Facts.
Yeah. So,
do you get really detailed?
I don't get too detailed.
You got to, girl.
But you told me about someone that called you for, like,
trying to get, like, a lot of hardcore lesbian sex in the New York Times bestseller
list.
Oh,
you're right. You're right.
What's people's favorite sex scene?
In the book? Which one?
Against the truck.
Yeah, outside of a bar, like on the street.
How'd they fuck?
Like just kind of fingering someone through their jeans.
You're not making this sound sexy.
I'm talking about my literature.
We want people to be wet at their desks right now, thinking about fucking by their trucks.
That's a thing, right? Like it's a thing. Yeah. Like you get out of a bar, you're kind of drunk and you're horny, and you're like getting in the car to go, and then maybe you would fuck against a car. Like that's. That's a thing everybody
it's
likes to do.
It's definitely happened. Yeah. I fucked at a TGI Friday's parking lot.
Nice. I fucked a girl against the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that happen? Can you make it sexy for us? Tell us how your fucking against the truck went.
It was Miami Memorial Weekend, which already makes it not sexy. Also, the car was neither of ours, but it also hit us.
That brings the excitement.
It also hit us from the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name, though. But,
oh, yeah. I ate a girl's pussy out in the bathroom at Jerry's when Jerry's used to be on the beach coming out of what club was that?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Just yeah. I'll be liking pussy when I'm drunk. She was at the table. She was cute. And we went to get eggs and shit after the club.
And you were like, and then we get some legs.
We went and used the bathroom together. And
what's up with you in the bathroom thing?
I don't know. I haven't fucked in a bathroom. I talked about fucking in a bathroom.
You just said that you ate your friend out in a bathroom.
Oh, but that was in a house. This was a
the fuck, bitch? Was a toilet there?
No.
Sounds the same.
Are you coming for me right now?
Yes. You also had sex on a strip club floor.
I did. That
Holy
was fun, though.
Shit.
That was fucking fun. So this is what happened.
I had sex with a stripper in the strip club.
Okay, that
in
beat
the
me.
Strip club.
That beat me. Wait, did you pay for it?
No.
Oh, you win. You win.
She was like, taught me, mommy.
It was in Ybor. Yeah.
Ybor City?
Yeah.
Ooh, them strippers be having gunshot wounds and shit.
Wait, have you, when you fucked the stripper in the strip club, did she, you ever met her before or nothing like that? Was she gay?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of strippers are gay.
Does she like being watched?
Huh?
She like being watched.
Where were you? Did you
no,
go
she took me in a room.
Shut up.
And then she's like, my real name's Jamie.
Shut up. Oh, she wanted you to know her real name. She was connected
she liked
to you. She was connected to you. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our home health segment. Or do you have any more gay shit to ask?
Oh, I wanted to ask the weirdest place you've ever had sex.
The weirdest place I've ever had sex? Oh, God. Oh, wait, yeah. Michael's Craft Store.
Wait, what?
And it was with an employee from Michael's Crafts that I met that day in the Michael's Crafts.
Wait.
And then
and
she gave me...
gay men be about that action.
And then she gave me her employee discount.
That means you did good. You did your goddamn thing
with
that mouth.
And then the next time I went into that Michael's to get like some craft shit, they were like, oh, aren't you so-and-so's girlfriend? I was like, oh, shit, I can't come back to this Michael's anymore.
What'd you buy?
What didn't I buy? I bought a bunch of like...
I know you did with that discount.
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was a good discount. I was like, oh shit, this is Michael's discount.
Where'd you guys find?
In like the back towards like the yarn.
Not towards the yarn.
That is really white.
She fucked towards the yarn.
If it was like towards the scrapbook, I'd be like, okay, that's like...
The scrapbook? That's too up front. That's too up front.
Say that shit. You don't know the layout of fucking Michael's,
you
bitch.
Don't know how the Michael's is.
You know, bitch, by the yarn.
Yeah.
In the back.
That was actually, I took a woman on a date to the Olive Garden that was next door to the Michael's. And the date, like, I made out with that woman in the parking lot and I was drunk from drinking at the Olive Garden. So I walked into Michael's and then I fucked that woman.
Wait.
This is
the employee you met while you were shopping.
Yes.
And then you guys fucked.
Yes.
This was after a date with another woman who
you
made out with.
You are a hoe, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
What, have you ever said the weirdest place you've ever fucked? She beats me at Michael's.
Michael's Craft Store.
No, that's pretty good.
What's yours?
I can't even think. Okay.
Mine was probably just the strip club.
That's pretty bad.
On the floor in Tootsie's.
Oh, my God.
The weirdest place I've ever had sex. When I was fucking Loverboy in Italy, we fucked in this alley, and it was by water, and it was, like, really beautiful.
And a boat came by.
And then the boat came, so that was pretty good. Yeah, and I was sucking that dick when a boat came. So it was almost like a show at that point, because they couldn't see my face, and I was like, fucking, and I was like, you know, the sound
will
bounce.
You really be making these noises, man. What are these fucking noises?
I don't know.
What do you
mean? I have a really bad gag reflex. Some men love it, some men don't. Beard Bay does not like it.
It sounds like you're going to die.
But most guys feel like, you know, it's just an ego
thing. Like
their
dick is big. Oh, my God.
They do.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're going to get into our home mail.
No, not that one. We're going to read the queer one for Kristen's.
That's a girl asking to come on.
Yeah, but she did have a question.
Oh, is there a question?
Well, damn, we can answer it when she come on, no?
She's not coming on.
Oh, you see, if you don't come on, bitch, it's Weezy's fault.
I mean,
I want her to come on. It's cool. It's your bad. You look like the bad
guy
now.
Maybe she'll come on, maybe she won't. Let me read it. Huge fan of the show, listening for a year. You guys have covered a bunch of topics related to sex, health, and relationships, but there's one thing you haven't dived into, which is asexuality. Mm-hmm. A lot of shame around women not having too much sex or not really wanting it. But what about women that don't desire sex at all? Recently, I've come to terms with being on the asexuality spectrum, and I've had a hard time speaking to people because there's not much discussion around it. Being black, queer, mask-presenting woman on top of this, as an added layer that's proven to be a bit of a roller coaster, especially since I've had sex with a handful of people, men and women. Navigating relationships is tricky. I would love to speak to you guys or come on the podcast about it, since I think it would generate blah, blah, blah. Here's what I want to talk about. Asexuality, feeling weird and shame about that. A close friend of ours, mutual friend, name starts with a K, has recently discussed that he may think he's asexual. Mm-hmm. I want to know how both of you would feel if you met someone and got interested in them with their asexuality, if you feel like that's like a total no.
Duh.
Well, how would you work around it if you still
We're not talking anymore. Bro, the nigga I'm talking to now thinks it's insane that I want to go to a sex club. Like, no, like, even dealing with someone who's vanilla has become a challenge for me. I like sex too much.
Yeah. So I would date someone with the pretense
then,
that I can
fuck
other...
And then you get to fuck other people.
Right.
So.
But I would keep someone in my life if I really liked them, though.
I think that's a... Right, that's a question
to... So we can be friends.
It's a question to ask. Like, okay, then to, like, also what level of comfort of intimacy... I hate that I just said that. That are they comfortable with it? Does that mean they don't, like... kissing? Does that mean they don't like any kind of touching in kind of ways? I think it is too, like, a person-to-person thing. If it's somebody I really liked, then I would want to maybe be around them. But I also would want to be honest up front about my specific needs. I am a person that likes to have a lot of sex.
I like a lot of sex.
So it'd be like, okay.
Like rounds too. There's no way.
What does it look like to you for us to be together? Does it mean that, like, I can have sex with other people, because that's something that would be like really necessary for me. And if it wouldn't be okay with them, then that's not going to be something that's compatible. But that's like you have to have a whole ass conversation about it, I think.
So an interesting thing from the mutual friend. Now, he's not, I don't know if he is asexual, but he brought up that he might be.
Sure.
He masturbates. Mm-hmm. And I found that that was interesting, because I guess we kind of all assume if someone isn't fucking or doesn't like fucking, like, they're not getting pleasure. So, like, mm-hmm. he masturbates. He's just not finding interest in intimacy with other people. Have you guys ever known anybody like that?
I mean, I know that there are people who are like that. I have another friend who is like that as well.
I met an asexual person at the Girl Mob when I did it last year. Mm-hmm. It was a panel I spoke on, and she walked up, and that was her issue, is that she was asexual. Mm-hmm. And I think her parents, every time she went around her family, they asked about babies and all this stuff. And so she did actually, and I never got her contact. I think I was drunk that day too. But she's the only person I've met who's openly known for herself that she was. Mm-hmm. All my friends are hoes, so bitch, no. I don't know anyone personally.
Yeah.
We like sex. Like, everyone that I know likes sex.
I also think that's a hard thing for people to say, because there's this idea of, like, okay, if I tell people I'm asexual, and then what if that feels like it changes? Like, maybe someday I do want to do something else. Like, that's a difficult, and it's also like, right, what does it mean? And a lot of people don't have an understanding about it, so it would be hard for people tell about it.
I'm going to look. I wonder if there's a dating app for that shit.
There's got to be.
There got to be, right?
I had a friend of mine that didn't have sex for 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about?
No. Oh.
He didn't have sex for 7 years.
But that was purposeful? Like, that was his choice that he didn't want to?
Yeah. I think it just didn't happen. And then after a while, I felt like I was asexual.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, do you want to? And he was like, I guess I could. And then finally, I was like, we can use some puss. And we did. Mm-hmm. But wasn't me. But I remember, like, after that, it kind of jump-started that. And he was talking about it. And he's like, after a while, you literally forget about it. Mm-hmm. And I think with asexual people, it's just they learn to, like, feel intimate and feel pleasure from other things, to where, like, that.
And it's totally legitimate that people would be asexual and just not want to have that kind of intimacy with other people. Right?
I would date somebody who was asexual. If I could, on the premise that I could fuck other people, like, I would.
Because you're an emotional person. So if this is someone where you only have that emotional connection to, and you're still able to get your rocks off by someone else.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, well, what are you getting out of any relationship? Like, friendships give you a kind of intimacy, for sure.
I did look it up. If any of you guys do feel like you may be asexual, there are dating apps. Asexualytic, Asexual Match, Asexual Cupid.
Damn.
And they actually, Celibate Passions. Celibate Passions. And they also actually say the number one site for asexuals, ironically, is Match.com. And that is because it is one of the world's best dating sites. But it's one of the best sites for not only finding lovers, but you can find friendships, companionships, and no strings attached romance.
Right. You're finding, like, levels of compatibility.
So you're finding levels of compatibility, mm-hmm. using Match.com. Yeah. So that would also be a good one for asexuals.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't mean that she wouldn't come on. I just meant not today.
Okay.
But yeah, I do want to talk about the asexuality spectrum, because, like you mentioned, what level of intimacy?
I think that's a conversation you have with any person that you're fucking around with or deciding you want to have a relationship with. That's just like a broader conversation about, like, what do you want?
I watched a documentary where two people, I think it was like three couples.
I do not.
I mean, forgive this a lesbian episode. My bad.
Wait, before we go, I do want to ask.
Yeah.
How do you feel when men say they could turn you out or they could change you?
I hate that shit. So guys don't usually do that to me. Like, they don't come up to me and are saying things like that to me, but they'll do that sometimes if I'm, like, with somebody, like, making out at a bar, doing something like that.
I don't know if y'all saw the couple in UK that was just...
Yeah.
So a couple in UK, for you guys that don't know, they were riding a train after a night out with each other, and I guess they must have kissed or something. Even in the narrative, they're not sure how it ended that way, but basically these guys started heckling them, asking them to kiss because they were aroused by the two women kissing, to where they even started throwing coins at them. And then at one point, one of the women did get up to confront them, and it turned into where she got beat up by three guys, and then they beat up the other couple as well. So they posted a picture of their bloody faces online and let them know, like, that this is also something, the homophobic slurs and things that were geared towards them. And it actually brought light to this. And I liked it because I think when we talk about homophobia, it automatically goes to gay men because they feel like women aren't really gay. And a lot of men are aroused by it. So they're not looked at the same. So I'm glad that they did bring light that lesbians also do, you know, face homophobia and also get, you know, kind of for things thrown at them.
When we were in Panama, the security guard of the hotel, and I didn't tell her this, but she was kissing and touching me a lot. We were on vacation, right?
Yeah.
And the guy at the hotel was like, you shouldn't hold hands in the Uber. And he was like, you know, just keep it safe. And I was like, damn. And he was like, no disrespect. But I mean, I get it. Like, he didn't know how else to say it. He didn't want to be rude. He just was like, fuck, how do I help these girls? And yeah, it was kind of, we felt uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's also this thing, too, where it's like, there's this idea that you're performing for people.
I hate that. Like, guys have literally, once you say you like girls, or like, that's been my curve line, which doesn't work anymore. If I'm with my homegirl, like, and a guy is trying to talk to me that I don't really want to talk to, I'm like, oh, well, this is my girlfriend. And so many times, guys have been like, well, let me see y'all kiss then. Like, on some prove it type shit. And it's like, it's really corny.
I think, worst.
Yeah, yeah, it's really bad. So, yeah. But
have you had that happen to you? Where someone's asked you to prove it?
Not that they've asked me to prove it, but I've definitely been in lots of situations.
Girl, she be cutting the sleeves off her t-shirts.
Yeah. I mean,
you just look gayer than
shit.
Us.
Yeah. She ain't got to prove shit, bitch.
I don't have to do that, but like, there's been lots of times where if I'm with a woman and we're being like, if we're kissing or doing something like that, that men will insert themselves
especially
into it.
Especially when your sleeves are on, huh? No, I was just
like, they're like, oh, this is a dainty bitch.
No.
I see her t-shirt sleeves are full length.
No, but no, for our listeners, I'm sure we hope that all of you guys have enjoyed this episode and learned some tips maybe about eating pussy, maybe just mad gay shit apparently, and I kept trying to make it hetero as fuck. I'm sorry. But where can our listeners find you? Where can they get your book?
Yeah.
The name of your book. Drop all your little... she dropped your accolades, but where can people go ahead and support you?
Yeah, the book is called Mostly Dead Things, and you can buy it anywhere online. Although they're sold out on Amazon right now.
Oh, say that shit. Yeah. Humble flex.
Humble flex on us. I do want to mention that you can possibly watch... the show, the movie, whatever, on TV one day.
Yeah.
We cannot wait for that to happen.
Yes.
Can you make sure I'm casted? Look, she want to be the girl that gets fucked in the truck.
She's aiming to be on TV too. So now, scripted, whatever you need,
I mean,
she's your girl.
Like, unscripted is what I'm being shopped for by people like the agencies and shit. But I would like to do a script. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know me. We both hold. I feel like, you know, I can. And also, bitch, you better have a black girl in it. So, hello.
Yeah. Actually, we're not trying to see what. No, I'm just.
I'll put my post on TV for you.
I'm about to be petty, but I ain't gonna be petty.
So it's sold on Amazon. So basically, we're fucked.
No, you can order it in like a. It's actually, I'm gonna do like here in New York. I'm gonna go around to a bunch of different bookstores. So I'm gonna be at Strand.
You going to the? That's my favorite bookstore. You going to Blue Stockings?
Yeah, I'm going to all the
different. That's right by my place.
Yeah.
That's my shit, yo.
I'm gonna be sign in stock, and there's definitely like it's good to go buy it at indie bookstores because the authors make more money if you go to indie bookstores.
Nice.
And so do the publishers.
Okay.
And the bookstores are, it's much
so
better.
So Blue Stockings is a very pro-queer, pro-black. Mm-hmm. They got their Black Lives Matter shit and all the gay flags up there. It's in the Lower East Side on Allen and Stanton. And what I love about this bookstore is they have signs that say, please don't steal from us. Go to the chain down the street if you can't afford it.
For real, though. Yes, do it.
That's cute. Yeah, it is cute.
So do you have a social media handle?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter being dumb all the time.
Same, sis.
You have really good tweets.
Thank you so much.
That you seem like a comedian in your tweet.
That's basically what I'm trying to do is stand up, I feel like, all the time. It's at Kristen_Arnett. But
holla, you're our second white Kristen here.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We had the Kristen Corey.
Which is
what, 7?
And she's an author, too. Shit.
Are we two the same black girl names? Like,
have we? No.
Damn,
because we get creative with our names. But guys, if you guys want to follow Kristen,
it's a got a black name, Kayla. You don't know me.
No,
all my friends that are named Kayla were black.
Okay,
or Latina.
Nah,
is it not? Is Kayla a white name?
I've seen many white.
Oh, he said many whites.
Yo, no. I want y'all to tweet us and tell us, Kayla, black Kayla or white Kayla?
Yo, shut the fuck up.
No, that's it.
You say doing some dumb
I love
shit.
A poll, I can't see it.
She do be liking polls.
I be voting on my own in my favorite.
For any of you guys who are interested in reading Kristen's book, following her comedic tweets apparently, and just more so supporting a woman who is out here doing the goddamn thing, we will be putting all of her information in the description to this episode. And of course, if you guys go to our @horrible_decisions page on Instagram, you'll see our lovely picture, and we will also put her information there. Once again, before we get out of here, we do want to thank all of our patrons, all of you YouTube people watching us, even though we ain't never gonna get money from YouTube because we talk too nasty. It says not monetary, like we can't get fucking money from y'all. But thanks for watching on YouTube. And again, for our patrons, without you guys, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we want to thank you. And if you guys are all cut up with all of our fucking episodes, there's another 40 episodes on Patreon. Every month we drop 3 bonus episodes. Wheezy does her little Wheezy Wines. You get a little bit more in depth of what is going on with us. And it's things that we only post specifically to the Patreon
community.
We're
almost at 1,000 patrons, by the way. And once we get there,
Say nothing shit. But you be talking shit, and I be like, no, I don't want to do that. So, okay.
No, we're going to be offering more merch options once we get to 1,000 patrons. Oh, okay, I'm cool with
that. Because she'll be like, then we're going to bring you another episode. And I be like, God damn, bitch, I already see you enough.
No.
We dropped 7 a month already,
for $5, bro. That shit is a lot. A lot more than other Patreon platforms offer. But yeah,
that seems like a lot.
It is a lot. Bitch, I got to see her a whole lot.
We have to fucking come in. It's a lot of work. But now that we are both self-employed.
Uh-huh. We are.
We will have more time to bring you more content. And at least do those episodes together. We have like really worked hard the last 2 years curating this podcast and just even trying to make time to get in here. Mm-hmm. People would think like if we couldn't do an episode together, like they're fighting. Sometimes we were, but seriously though, like it was very hard to make shit work and put out content. So yeah. We're excited.
But we didn't even invest in. We both got mics at our house now, so I'd be like, bitch, record one by yourself. Ho, get a friend to come over. Y'all do that shit.
No, we should be doing them together, Mandy, because we have more time.
Bitch, I'm staying my ass in the Bronx. No, we're not doing 10 episodes a day.
No, we're gonna. You come long distance to me sometime.
Absolutely not. You're not coming to the Bronx, but you don't go above 42nd Street.
14th.
See,
but I will. But
anyways, I want to again shout out to our patrons. That link will also be in the description. So it is 18 plus because of sucking dick. But it's Patreon
or fisting pussy.
Or fisting pussies or eating blood. So it's patreon.com/horrible decisions. Again, thank you guys for supporting us. At the end of this episode, you are going to hear a 5-minute clip from one of our bonus episodes. So before we get out of here, I want to let you guys know that this episode was once again brought to you by True & Co. Check out the bras. Get yours now. It's 15% off, free and easy returns. So check out trueandco.com/horrible. That's WHOREIBLE. And use promo code horrible when checking out to save 15% on those True & Co. bras. As we always end it on a motherfucking Monday, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Would you consider Grace the main character? Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
it's kind of around her.
It's kind of based
on Grace basically moves back to Memphis to rejoin her family in the church and kind of, you know, feel a camaraderie between the family since her sister committed suicide. But it's also seeking revenge on her uncle. What I wanted to talk about now is during Grace's time, So during Grace's stay back in Memphis, she seeks out other victims from Uncle Mac. Yeah. And so one of the victims, was it Dominique? That sounds like the name I want to go
for.
Remember.
The girl that like Uncle Mac paid the lawyer?
Yes. So there's a girl that Grace finds in the episode who went forward to the cops, said her whole story about being raped by Uncle Mac.
On tape.
And then she recanted everything.
A few days later.
And so no charges were brought against Uncle Mac. And so when Grace approaches this young lady, her kind of immediate response was, well, I didn't want to ruin everything. Mm-hmm. So the conversation now that I want to have, and Amanda and I actually kind of had a conversation at lunch, and I would love for you to bring it up. So it's sexual assault victims not feeling the need to come forward, specifically when it's someone in the family or someone close, feeling like, oh my God, now I'm going to cause so much drama, let me not open my mouth. So Amanda, do you want to talk about what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah. So this is not easy for me to talk about. I'm going to try my best not to cry.
No, there's some Kleenex. But
yeah, when I was younger, so the reason that I really, really, like, I was stalking Mandy, like, to be on the show, I was, like, DMing her and emailing her and, like, texting her, like, Mandy, I got to come. Because, like, the Greenleaf show is kind of, like, a scandal, but it's, like, with the, like, I told him, like, I felt like I was watching Scandal, but it was, like, more Christian-based. So, like, it was, like, in the church, and I grew up in the church, and my father was a pastor, and he still is to this day. He has a congregation, so I know what it is to be a pastor's kid. I know what it is to grow up in the spotlight. I know all about that realm. So one of the deacons of the family, like, of my, not a member of my family directly, but a deacon of the church when I was 14 years old, he sexually molested me. And he was married. He had three kids. I was 14. I didn't know anything. Like, I was still, you know, innocent. Like, my parents raised me like a good, quote unquote, like, church girl. So I didn't know anything about sex. I didn't know anything about, like, period. I didn't know anything.
Did you believe in sex before marriage at all?
Or no, was that also? No, okay. That was bad. Like, that was such a taboo in my house. Like, no, like, you're just supposed to be with your husband on your wedding night and that's it. Like, my dad was, like, so, like, protecting me and my sister's virginity. I have a sister that's 3 years older than me, so he was like the prison guard. Like, my sister and I would joke when we were little, like, oh, we live in a prison, we grew up in a prison. But it was because my dad was, like, so, like, overprotective of us. And needless to say, one of the deacons of his church molested me when I was 14, and this went on for a few months until I finally came forward to, like, you know, say something.
Did you battle with coming forward?
I did for a long time because, like, him and my dad were, like, best friends. Like, he would come over our house with his wife and his kids, and they would play dominoes till 3 a.m. And then, like, the guy was singing the church. Like, it was a lot. And, like, he would tell me, like, you can't tell anybody because what's going to happen is, like, you're going to get in trouble. Like, he would say, like, I was going to get in trouble. Like, you touching my boobs. How am I going to get in trouble? Like, right. You fondling me. Like, how am I going to get in trouble for something you're doing?
But trash. I was
14.
What was the response? And if this went on for a couple months, what was the tipping point to you telling your father that this is what's happening?
I told my sister. My sister's 3 years older than me, and my sister, like, she left home. She couldn't deal with, like, my dad being so strict. And, like, I would see, like, my sister actually now having freedom, and I'm 14. At this time, I was 15. I remember my 15th birthday, and this man was, like, in our living room celebrating my birthday, and I'm like, I know what he's doing to me. Like, even one time, like, he was, like, touching me when we were, like, at a baptism, like, in the water. Like, the people are getting baptized, and he's, like, touching me. Like, it was just a lot, and I just couldn't deal with it. So I told my sister. My sister ended up telling her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was the one that ended up, like, telling my dad, and my dad went apeshit. Like, he kicked him out the church, and that's the difference from the show.
Yeah,
like,
and they covered it. In the show, they covered it. And it was, it sucked because he was around in the church, and and you, throughout the season one and into season two, you see that he did it to multiple women
in the church,
and was using scholarship funds from the church to pay off the families
so that
they could shut up that this was happening. So, I mean, I guess I do commend, you know, your dad for taking
he kicked him out the church.
So he kicked him out the church. Do you know what that relationship is like now? And why was no charges, like, ever pressed?
Well, to be honest, he was, like, an illegal immigrant, so my dad wanted to get him deported, but the guy, like, fled state with his family, and his wife stood by his side with the kids.
Been,
what, 14, 15 years? I don't know anything of the situation. All I know is, like, he was cleared of the church, and I just never heard from him again. And he fled. Like, he went to the court. Like, he didn't go to court. I'm sorry. Like, my dad was trying to press charges, but he went to, like, the police station to answer questions. And nothing happened after that. Like, he just fled the state, and I have no idea where he is. And, you know, it's crazy.
You don't even know.
I don't know if he's alive. I don't know if he's dead. But I know he had three. And the thing is, like, I was 14. I had just turned 15. And he had two young daughters. Like, he had, like, his two daughters were, like, a few years younger than me. And they were, like, role modeling me because I was, like, their Bible teacher in church. So I'm, like, teaching his daughters in church about the Bible while your dad is, like, doing things to me with his wife and his three kids in the church.
It's crazy because you actually just segued into kind of the next topic.
Yeah.
So I'm skipping around here because what you just said is that the wife stayed.
The wife stayed, yep.
Once we get into season two, Although he was put into, Uncle Mac was put into jail, he was not charged with the molestation of all of these underage women. And we see that he eventually gets into a relationship with a woman. And I want to know your opinion on this, Brianna. So he gets into a relationship with another woman. So despite having the allegations of being a pedophile and a child molester, this woman has now become his girlfriend, and she's at his house a lot, and they're dating, and she is questioning kind of his movements in the phone. As we know, he was still communicating with an underage girl. But I wanted to know, how would you guys react to possibly dating someone who was, I guess, accused of child molestation, pedophilia, or rape, even, if we want to get into that matter? Is that something that you could handle